What's up, everybody? Welcome to a live edition of Spectora Spotlight. Today we have Dave Metzler from Tiger Inspection Group. Welcome. How you been?
Hey, doing good, Kevin. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. You catching your breath from the busy season?
Well, yes and no. You know, September and October actually stayed really busy for us, which is great.
Yeah.
But in our market, we've traditionally had a good off season. You know, not good, but off season periods where you could catch your breath. And you know, it seems in the last 3 or 4 years, those off seasons are
no off season here.
Yeah, it's been staying busy. So the real estate market's been good, and keeping my guys busy, and we're doing well.
Man, that's great. I was only an agent here, you know, three to four years ago, and even then, there was no off season. People started buying in February. Agents started taking people out in January, February, March. Off to the races.
Yeah, you know, it's staying steady, and you know, we just hope that it stays that way.
Yeah, in a lot of parts of the country too. It's funny, we talk about Denver because we're here local, but I hear from guys in lots of different areas of the country where it's the same thing, same market.
Yeah, those are the same thing that I'm hearing. In a lot of the Facebook boards and different places like that, and talking with guys in person at conferences, guys are staying busy.
Yeah. Love it. For those that don't know, tell us a little about kind of your background and kind of how you became Tiger Inspection Group.
So I'm the owner of Tiger Home Inspections here in Colorado. There's actually another Tiger on the East Coast that we were affiliated with a long time ago,
but
we are no longer.
Right.
I got started in home inspections in 2005. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was working for a home builder, working in the warranty department for a large home builder. And so as people moved into their homes and something was wrong, they would call me up and I'd go out and make repairs or call back a specific contractor to make some repairs. So I got to see all kinds of problems with homes and new homes.
Yeah.
And new homes have lots of issues. That people don't realize.
It's a big misconception, right?
Think it's brand new, everything's going to be perfect, and really the reality is it's pretty far from that. So I started a home inspection business, a different one, in 2005, mm-hmm. and I was working for this home builder as well at the same time. I was so busy with this warranty job that I had with the builder that my home inspection business wasn't really going. I didn't have time to put into it.
Yeah.
Which is probably a very common story with a lot of new guys trying to start a business. But I was doing a few inspections a month, not very many. And I did that for two, 3 years. And I saw an ad in our local paper for a home inspector. And I really wanted the home inspection thing to be more, and I wanted to get out of this job with the home builder because it was just a crazy job. And I answered this ad for the home inspector job, and it turned out to be Tiger Home Inspections, who was operating up in the mountains in Colorado. And I interviewed, and I didn't get the job.
You didn't?
I did not get the job. And I talked to the guy, and he said, you know what, I actually really liked you a lot, you'd be perfect, but I didn't think I was going to be able to pay you enough for kind of what you needed.
How overqualified, maybe.
I don't know, but so then a few months went by, and I get a call from him, from the original owner, and he says, hey, Dave, I'm selling the business. This was in 2007. So the market was hot. Market was going great. And he said, but he says he was having an issue with his partner. Okay. And he said they decided to sell the business. And do I want to come take, he remembered me from the interview.
Wow.
And do I want to come take a look at the numbers and different things and look at the business? I said, sure. And we met for coffee and we talked, and we actually talked for about 4 months and kind of trying to figure out whether this was going to work or not. And I finally ended up pulling the trigger, and I decided to buy out the company, and I bought out the two partners.
Mm-hmm.
And this was, we actually signed the paperwork to for the new ownership in January of 2008. And if you recall, around March of 2008 was when the recession really started.
Right, things started to really
All of a sudden, it was like, where this hot market from 05, 06, 07, all of a sudden the recession hit. You know, everyone's losing their homes. No one's buying homes. Loans aren't being given out anymore. And I had just bought this business. We had four inspectors, two office ladies, and a marketing person. And now I'm coming to take over the business, and the market just tanks. And so now I've got everybody looking at me, kind of saying, okay, Dave, what are you going to do?
Where do we go from here?
Yeah, you know, I'm brand new at owning this business, and I'm kind of managing people and expenses and different things like that. And it was really tough at the time, but looking back on it, it was actually probably the best thing that could have happened. So, because within that first year or two, I had to take a really hard look at the numbers of the business and decide, you know, where can I cut some expenses? Because I needed to keep the business afloat during the recession. You know, I had talks with the guys who were working, and I said, look, you know, business is dropping off. You know, we're going to do whatever we can to make sure you're still making some money so you can pay your bills. And, you know, luckily nobody left. We were able to kind of keep everything afloat.
Wow.
There was so when I bought the business, I had made a 4-year basically mortgage with the original owner to pay it off. And there were several months during that 4-year period, kind of in the beginning and when the recession hit, where, you know, I told the guy, hey, I'm not going to make the mortgage, the payment this month. Let's tack it on as an extra month at the end of the 4 years. And so that happened a few times, you know, because things were lean. And but I look back on it now, and it was, anybody can step into a business when times are great and just run that business, because if things are great, it doesn't matter. The business is going to be there.
Right.
I stepped into this business, and all of a sudden the whole market, the whole economy dropped off. And again, with everything I had to figure out and do, I look back on it now and I thought, you know, really that was the best thing that could have happened, because it really forced me to figure out the numbers of the business and kind of where are we spending our money and you know, where can we cut back and things like that. And then as the market started to pick up, we were there still, or some guys had some inspectors had to, you know, quit and go do something else for a living, but we were able to hang in there. And so as soon as the market turned around, it was just kind of off to the races. And actually, since about 2010, our numbers every year have surpassed the year before. So we're just growing. And you know, now we have 10 inspectors currently, and doing well, and you know, things are good.
Man, that is an amazing story. I mean, you talk about literally buying a business at in the way most people look at it, at the worst possible time.
Yeah, and it was at the time.
Yeah,
it was scary at the time, because then I had quit my job, I had stopped the home inspection business that I had started, and just went into this full time, and then all of a sudden the market just crashes. And honestly, it was one of those things where it was like, this is just my luck. You know, this is my luck that this happens.
But you do always hear about companies that either start or weather a recession and they springboard out of it because they're already in place when the growth comes back.
Right.
And that makes total sense from an economic perspective. I want to go back and ask you about the decision between, you know, running your own business. What prompted you to start looking or to even see that ad for Tiger? Was it, hey, I want to become a part of something else? This is...
Well, I really liked the home inspecting. And so at the time I was working with this home builder, and I hated that job. Mm-hmm. And I had my own home inspection business, but it was just limping along. Mm-hmm. So I saw this ad for home inspector in my area. You know, we have a lot of, it's fairly remote. And so I was very surprised to see that ad.
Yeah.
So when I answered it, And went and met with them and realized it was in a sense a competitor and but you know, they were on a different level than I was. And so again, I didn't get that job, but he called me a few months later and says, "Hey Dave, you know, I remember you. I wish I could have hired you at the time. You were great. You want to come take a look at the business?" And I'd always wanted to have my own business.
Yeah.
You know, I think the days of, you know, kind of working for a big company and climbing the corporate ladder and they're going to take care of you and your retirement and all that. I mean, I think that mentality is over for the most part. And small businesses are, I think, what's really driving this country.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I look at it, it's great. It's, you know, I'm my own boss, but you know, that brings its own set of challenges that people don't realize.
Yep. Yep.
But you know, I'm also, you know, putting food on other people's table and the people that work for us, you know, they're supporting their families. And so it's a great feeling.
Yeah.
It's really, it's awesome.
I want to talk about the risk. You mentioned obviously making those payments to kind of do the buyout. What was that? What were some of those decision points and what was that thought process like? Because that's anyone that's starting their own business takes on risk, but let alone buying out a business.
Right.
It's a big risk, right? And a big cash outlay.
Well, you know, I had started my own home inspection business, like I mentioned. And so I kind of saw the challenges there of starting something from scratch.
Right.
And then when I had the opportunity to take over this company that was already established, there was something good to be said for that.
Yeah.
And you know, in the beginning, I really kind of just went off of everything that was already in place and didn't change a whole lot. But over the years, it's been over 10 years now, almost 11 years now that I've owned the company. So I've actually had it now longer than the original owner had it.
Yeah.
But I've made so many changes now that it's really become, you know, my company and you know, a lot of the old ways of things have all been phased out at this point. So really we have the same name and because people in our area know us, but we're doing things really differently than when I first took it over in 08.
Got to evolve, right? Evolve or die.
Absolutely. You absolutely have to evolve. You can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
You've got to keep up with the times, with technology, with mentality.
Yeah.
And you've got to change it as a company or you're just going to wither away.
Absolutely. What do you attribute some of those early years? Like you said, you came out of 2010, outside of a raging bull market. What are some of the things you guys did well, you think, to keep that growth and to win over more agents? And
you know, first and foremost is to do a good job. You know, do the job that anybody does, you've got to do it well.
Right.
And that's first and foremost. But we were the first in our areas to start introducing some programs like our warranty program. We also try to innovate with the new technologies. We were one of the first companies in our area to go with infrared cameras.
Right, remember you mentioning that.
And actually just recently, we're actually bringing SewerScope online.
Nice.
We just did, and we're kind of doing it in some select areas right now.
Nice.
But we're bringing that online as well. And software changes too.
Yeah.
You know, where you guys come in.
Yeah.
You know, what you guys have brought to the table is amazing. You know, software, we've been using the same software since basically the company was started before me. And when I came over, we just kept using the same software.
Easy. Plug and play, right?
Yeah. And the template was there and it was easy. And it was great for a lot of years. But there were some things I didn't really like about it, you know, as the years went on. And so I was looking around for other softwares. And there was nothing out there that really grabbed my attention or made me want to make the leap.
Right.
Because it's a big deal to change software.
10 inspectors, yeah.
Yeah, you've got template changes, you've got just functionality changes, and you've got 10 guys who all need to learn a new system. And, you know, sometimes home inspectors, you know, they're not always the easiest guys to learn.
I get it. Creatures of habit.
Yeah.
Just like the rest of us.
And so that when I met you guys, I met you guys at the Nachi, InterNACHI Atlantic City
Conference. That's right. We both live here, but we had to go out there to meet.
Yeah.
That's at Atlantic City. That's right.
Yeah. In fact, I really hadn't even heard of you guys.
Yeah.
Really. And I think you guys were just maybe gaining some momentum
right
within the last year. And I really hadn't even heard of you guys. And, but I saw you guys and I met you and I saw your product and like instantly I was, you know, wow, this is a different product. Mm-hmm. This is cool.
Nice.
And, so, you know, I came down here to your office. This is my fourth time here at your guys' office.
Right. Yeah.
And actually I wanted to tell everybody out there, these guys have a great place where they work here. It's kind of one of these co-op buildings with other tech companies. And there's just a really great sort of synergy here. And I can tell people kind of help each other out here. And you know, they've got the common kitchen area where everyone kind of hangs out and talks. And so I think where you guys are at is such a cool work environment. And so I actually like coming here.
Yeah, exactly. You're welcome to drop by anytime. So if you're in town, swing by. We don't own the whole space, by the way. We don't want people thinking. Yeah.
All this is spectacular.
We can't afford all of this. We own a small piece of it. So
yeah. No, it's a really one of these you know, just really cool spaces and like modern and it fits with what you guys are doing because right. Your software is modern and this work environment here is like everything's got a glass and see through and you know, feel like we're, you know, working at up in Silicon Valley.
Yeah, cool startup.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not the sexiest industry, but it's a nice space for sure.
Yeah.
What were some of those integration pain points? And I'm curious how you handled it with some of the guys, because I know we did the training here. But what were some of those conversations like when they were like, hey, Dave, I'm not sure about this.
Well, so I met you guys at the end of April. Uh-huh. And as soon as I downloaded your software to do some demos and I came down here to meet with you guys. Mm-hmm. I had a lot of concerns having 10 guys and we're kind of a company where we had our processes and it's right. hard to change. And so I came down here and met with you guys. I think we sat here in this very room and you and Mike, mm-hmm. and we talked for an hour and a half or so. And I just had lots of questions for you guys.
Yep.
And pretty much you guys had like the perfect answer for mm-hmm. every question. And so when I decided, I didn't want to wait. Once I decided to change,
you were
I didn't
ready.
Want to wait.
Right.
But we were going into summer, which is the busiest time of year, right? So I told the guys that we're going to be changing softwares, and I got a lot of grumbling, like, well, do we have to do it now? You know, it's busy now. Do we have to do it? It's going to be hard to learn something new while we're running around all over the place doing inspections. And I said, I know it's not a great time, but I don't want to wait any longer to switch softwares because I really want to get on board. And it's just going to be, let's just all go out there and put our feet to the fire and just learn it and figure it out. But the process was actually easy. We actually, all my guys, we all came down here mm-hmm. and Mike and Kevin, gave all the guys a training session, which was great. Basically it took about maybe 2 weeks
mm-hmm.
and the guys all were calling me in the first week or two.
Right.
And how do I do this? Where's this comment? Cause I had spent a lot of time, you know,
refining
a template for us.
Right.
And, anyways, after about 2 weeks or so, the calls from the guys really slowed down and they were figuring it out. And it's a super easy program to figure out. Everyone figured it out quickly. And now we've been using it for, what is it, 4 months now, maybe?
5 months, yeah.
And, you know, my guys are all, they're loving it.
That's great.
You know, they're telling me, you know, they're really used to it now and it's easy and you know, one of the biggest things for me when I wanted to switch softwares was I have my guys send out their own reports.
Right.
I know some companies, like a central person will send them out, but I have my guys sending out their own reports and I have them copy me on the emails. And I had some guys, they'd go out and do two inspections. This is what the old software, and they'd go out and do like two inspections and then they would come home, they would have dinner, they'd play with their kids, mm-hmm. get their kids to bed. And then they would sit down at 9 o'clock at night to finish up two reports. You download all their pictures, insert them into the software, refine their comments, all that stuff. And I had a couple guys who were sending out reports at 1:30 in the morning. And then they'd have an 8:30 inspection the next day. So my heart was starting to sink a little bit. Right. I was like, man, I don't want my guys working this late at night. You know, it's not right. Not only that, but it almost looks bad to be sending out reports at 1:30 in the morning. And we had some comments. People, you know, would say, you know, how good of work are you doing
at 1:30 or 1 in the morning? Yeah.
And so really my biggest factor besides really just kind of the technology of Spectora, really my biggest factor was I wanted my guys to get their lives back.
Time, yeah.
And it's happened.
Has it? That warms our heart to hear that. That's the part where we are like, that's why we do this, because we thought we had a vision in the beginning of, hey, we feel like this is taking a lot of time. We're hearing it. And then to hear it over and over, especially at scale, is really cool.
Absolutely. You know, that's probably the most time consuming part, I think, of doing home inspections is that part you got to do at home.
Yeah.
And I think most people, you know, most people want to have a job and you go home and you've got your night, you know, you leave work, you know, behind and do other things. So I was really feeling bad that my guys were up late working. And that was a big motivation for me to switch. And the guys I see those same guys now sending out their reports at, let's just say 9:30 at night. But this is also a couple of my guys who I know are spending time with their kids.
Right.
You know, the guys who don't have kids or young kids, you know, kids are grown, you know, they're getting the reports out on site or within an hour after the inspection. You know, I'm seeing guys setting up the reports at 4 or 5 o'clock at night now, and I know that they've got the rest of their night free.
Oh man, that's amazing. That makes me happier than anything that we hear. It's just like, you can measure all the things you want, but that's like human touchy-feely stuff that makes you feel good.
Well, exactly. Like I said, I feel a personal, responsibility to the people at work.
Yeah.
For me, you know, I want them to have their free time. I also want them making money and paying their bills. But you know, I want them spending time with their kids.
Yeah.
And their families. And really, that's the biggest. I feel like I've given them a gift.
Yeah.
By switching to Spectora.
And in turn, I imagine a retention piece for you has to be there of them being happier and saying, like, you know what, Dave takes care of us. Like,
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Most of the guys who are working for us have been there long term.
Nice.
So, you know, that's a good feeling.
Awesome. So how long do you think on average they're spending on site, say per 1,000 square feet? Do you guys have a sense for, and then how much at home?
We sort of, a general figure is about an hour per 1,000 square feet. You know, obviously that can vary depending on the house and
services
and the issues it is or how many services we're doing. But rather than that hour to 2 hours at home now, it's, you know, maybe 15 or 20 minutes just refining some things, but most of it was getting done report wise is getting done on site, and it's great.
That's amazing. No, thank you for sharing that. We really appreciate that. That's the kind of feedback we just love hearing. So you manage a big team, obviously. I think you guys, you can comment on this. You guys are a little unique in that you're more spread out throughout the mountain towns, correct?
We are. Well, so we're here in Colorado. We're all through the mountain, basically kind of the ski resort towns, as well as other local kind of community towns. But we also have inspectors on the Front Range of Colorado, which is basically from Denver to Fort Collins.
Nice.
So we're actually also working in the kind of the bigger metro area of Colorado and the rural areas. And so I have guys spread out around the state, which is a challenge. We're not a company that works within a 20 or 30 mile radius,
right,
because we're in a large metro area. And I would suspect companies that maybe work in an area like that, the guys, everybody sees each other more often, maybe even some of them, everyone maybe checks in the morning. Right. Maybe gets their work for the day and then goes out.
Right.
Not sure if that's how it works or not, but with us, literally, I've got guys spread out around the state. And so I don't see my guys that often. Mm-hmm. We will get together if I'm in their area. I'll try to meet up with them. Right. We'll go to lunch, or we'll meet up and talk about things, or we'll do a company meeting once or twice a year. We've actually been doing some video conference nice. Meetings now, which you actually helped me out
with. Zoom. So
appreciate nice. That. Yeah, Zoom's a great program. Awesome. And we actually started, I think I learned it from here also too, the Slack app.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are using Slack?
Yeah, we're using Slack.
You guys are so tech forward.
Yeah, we're really like jumping into the, just keeping tech going and stuff. And so now we can group message each other.
Sweet.
But it's a challenge too, because everybody, my guys are all kind of out there on their own in a sense. We're in constant contact, and they're in contact with my office on a daily basis.
Right.
I'm talking about schedules and different things. And, but it's a challenge because I don't see my guys that often.
Yeah. And you have to utilize the Slack, the Zooms, constant communication. That's probably the key.
Yeah. It's been really cool. You know, somebody, if somebody has got something, they're not quite sure what it is, they can take a picture of it now and post it on the Slack app, and any of the other guys can comment on, what that is, or how should they write something up. And
nice.
And so we can all help each other out.
Keeps probably the team camaraderie too, because you can,
absolutely.
You can do silly stuff on there and talk,
right.
talk shit with each other on there. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of that. Yeah.
So what do you look for in an inspector when either you're hiring or, growing the business, you guys have grown a lot. What are some of the key things you look for?
When I'm hiring a new guy or a girl, but currently we just have all guy inspectors. I look for somebody who's got some sort of pertinent background. Mm-hmm. They don't have to have been a contractor for 20 years or 30 years. They don't have to have been, swinging a hammer, pounding nails. But some sort of pertinent knowledge,
right?
It could be some sort of building experience. It could be, someone's got experience in just building code. Maybe they worked for a municipal district or something in a code department. Or I have one guy who in his former life was just an electrical engineer. So now, he's kind of our go-to guy for electrical questions.
Yeah.
And, and I had one guy who was building homes for a while. Mm-hmm. So some guys are doing that sort of stuff, but I don't feel like you have to have been a contractor necessarily to be a home inspector, but you do have to have some kind of background in a related field. One time a lot of people I find are from word of mouth or somebody in referral.
Right.
But I have had times where I've just posted an ad, and I've had people apply that are bookkeepers, and to me, it's like, well, that's just not really a pertinent background. And so right. I would overlook some of those resumes. I've had people tell me, I really don't know anything about it, but I love watching all the DIY shows. And so I thought to myself, well, I'm not sure that counts as pertinent background.
Yeah.
Although I will admit, I watch some of those shows and I'll pick up tidbits.
They're entertaining.
Here and there. And they do serve a purpose.
Yeah, absolutely.
But that's what I'm looking. I'm looking for somebody who's got some sort of pertinent background. Also somebody who wants to work in the environment we work in, where they're kind of on their own. Mm-hmm. They're part of our team, but they're also kind of on their own. Yeah. So they've got to be a bit of a self-starter and make sure that they get to jobs on time and get the reports out on time. Really, you don't have to be one particular mold of a person to be a home inspector, but something in some sort of related field is a good foundation.
Yeah, we're seeing, because we teach the class at Nachi, and we see people from everywhere. It's amazing the folks that, for different reasons, get into this industry. Some think of it as an easy way to make a ton of money and work your own hours, which is kind of a fallacy because it just takes so much hard work that you know that path.
Well, there's something unique about the home inspection industry that a lot of people feel like they can get into it or there's an easy path into it. I think it's also, there are some organizations in the industry that have made it easy to get into it with, yeah, you know, online courses and different things. And a lot of states don't have requirements.
Exactly.
Some states do. But I, for some reason, I feel like it's an industry that a lot of people feel like, oh, I can just become a home inspector. Mm-hmm. And maybe you can, maybe you can't. And I think maybe that's sort of what helps define what a good home inspector is and what a not so good home inspector is.
Yeah. And the customer service piece is so commonly overlooked, where it's like talking to humans and making them feel something about the home they're about to invest in. It's overlooked.
Absolutely. And I was going to mention that before and I forgot, but that's another thing to look for in people, mm-hmm, somebody who's got the people skills.
Yeah.
Because if you're just very kind of narrow-minded and you're really good at inspecting, but you're not good at talking with people, whether it's clients or realtors, you're not going to make a good home inspector. Yeah. You've got to be able to, you know, communicate your findings. You've got to be friendly. You've just got to have that customer service mentality as well as the technical skills, yeah, to do the home inspection. It's really important.
Yeah. And we've thought about ways to even do videos or trainings on that because there's nothing in our industry, right? Because it's like a lot of our industry is ex-contractors, builders, plumbers, electricians, where you don't have to really shake someone's hand and walk with them for 2 hours.
Exactly.
You just do your job and get out usually. So
yeah, there it's really, I can't stress that enough.
Yeah.
The customer service part of it is just as important as any other aspect of this job.
Yeah, because a report can be beautiful, but if the person comes away feeling a little icky about it because, you know, the guy was stonewalling them the whole time, or the gal was stonewalling them, it's just not a good look.
Yeah, exactly. So that's a big part of one of the reasons why we've been successful, is I do stress that with all of our people, including the customer service ladies who answer the phones and schedule inspections, is that it's all about customer service.
Yeah. Do you guys have like some internal standards? You don't have to go into any of them, but do you kind of have like a training, I guess, checklist or manual that you go over with your team of like, hey, we want to make sure we're hitting these things. These are reminders of how you handle those relationships.
Yeah. You know, like we've got a meeting coming up next month and we're going to get all the guys together. And I've got some things that I want to remind people of, make sure that they are kind of hitting specific things or doing specific, mm-hmm, things at each inspection. And with the messaging apps and different things like that, I can send a message out like, hey guys, don't forget, you should be doing this. I want to see this in every report, or yeah, I want to see a picture of this in every report, or whatever it might be. And so now we can get the word out. So there's definitely standards.
Yeah.
That we try to, our philosophy is to, because we have a lot of different guys, some guys kind of cover their own territories, mm-hmm, but other guys overlap each other.
Right.
And really, sort of our philosophy is that when someone schedules an inspection with us, whoever gets assigned to that inspection, it's almost like it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's going to be the same report, kind of inspected to the same standards, same pictures. And so we try to have a uniformity there. Now everybody kind of develops their own style, right, a little bit, but we keep that uniformity.
I'm sure agents appreciate that big time. Speaking of agents, so do you do inspections still?
I do.
You do? Okay.
I had gotten to a point for about a year and a half or so where I had enough people in the right places that I was now just running the business,
right,
for the most part. I would do an inspection here and there just to kind of keep some skills,
yeah,
going,
yeah,
but I was kind of running the business. But I had a guy who had to leave out of state for some medical emergency stuff. And so, and he actually lived fairly close to me. So I'm in the process of replacing them, but this, mm-hmm, was about 3 months ago. And so I've just jumped right back in, and now I'm doing inspections. And when guys are out of town, yep, or sick, I jump in or we cover for each other. I will have guys drive out of their areas to go cover for another guy.
Right.
But yes, I do still do inspections.
Nice, nice.
Which is fun. I do enjoy it. I enjoy running the business as well.
Right.
But doing inspections is fun. I like being out there. I like, and actually with the change to Spectora software, with the guy who left that I'm covering for him, it was actually the perfect timing. Because I had to learn the new software myself.
Right.
Because I train new guys on how to use it. Or when my guys have questions, they call me first before we come to you guys. And so I really need to know the software backwards and forwards. And so by me jumping back in the last few months, it's just given me that chance to learn the software.
Nice.
And so when I've got things back in place to where I step back again a little bit, I'll know the software.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Yeah.
So are you doing just a lot of agent presentations? Kind of how do you guys handle your agent relationships? How would you describe kind of how you guys maintain those and stay in touch?
Well, you know, for one thing, the ladies who work in my office are fantastic.
Nice.
They get to know the agents who call us all the time. I mean, they know the agents' kids' names and how are your kids doing and you know, they really, my office is great. The customer service is amazing. And it starts there because that's the first call.
Yeah.
And what, even if it's just a client, you know, if there's a commonality there that my office staff picks up on, maybe they, you know, where the person's calling from, maybe my office staff has lived there or something.
Yeah.
And they'll just start talking to them and they'll build that rapport. And that's just so important. So it starts there with the office. I'm out, I do marketing. I do presentations. I do continuing education classes. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to keep my presence out there.
Yeah.
I also have people that do marketing and they get out and do real estate office visits and hand out brochures and talk with realtors. And then the guys, the inspectors themselves, that's another marketing opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, if a realtor's there at the inspection, which they're not always, but sometimes they are, it's a chance for them to see what a great job we're doing.
Yeah.
And that we are friendly with the customers and we're not, you know, scaring people and making, you know, minor things seem like major things.
Yeah.
And so forth. So really it's a team effort.
Yeah.
And really, I mean, building the business has been a team effort. It's not just me at all. It's the ladies in the office, it's the inspectors, it's the marketing people. We're all, and I think what's great about having this small business is, and having people who've worked for us for years is, we really have a sense of community and family. And I think everybody realizes that everybody needs to do their part to make the business successful.
That accountability and ownership, it's something we instill in our team. It sounds like you have instilled. That just goes a long way. It just builds great businesses. You bring up a great point with, like, every time you're on site, that's marketing. I don't think enough inspectors think about every interaction with a client and agent being part of marketing. And, like, that's literally a walking brochure, right?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, if you show up and, you know, your hair is messy, your clothes are dirty, that's just not a good look. I mean, and don't get me wrong, you know, we're not showing up in a suit or anything,
right?
But, you know, have a clean shirt on. And, you know, how do you talk to people? How do you greet them? If you're at the inspection first and you're working and they show up, how do you go and greet them?
Right.
How do you explain what you're doing and what you're looking at or what you're going to be looking for? And are you going to explain to them? You know, so for us, you know, we're not even just looking at, you know, the defects of a home. We're really giving an education.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of guys out there are probably doing that. But you know, we're explaining to them, where are their water shutoffs? Where are their electrical shutoffs and gas shutoffs? And how does this heating system work?
Yeah.
In this area, we have a lot of boiler systems and in-floor radiant heat.
It's true.
And we'll have a lot of buyers from parts of the country where all they have is forced air.
Right.
And they don't know what a boiler is or how it works. And so when we're in the mechanical room, I'll explain the system to them. This is how it works. This is what it's doing. These are what some of these pieces and parts are doing.
That's great.
And so, you know, really we want people to, when they buy the home and move in, to feel like they know how to maintain the home and,
yeah,
and how to run it, basically.
And they learn something from you. You guys are more than just like, hey, here's a report. You educated them about something, which I love. Love hearing that. So if you had some advice for, say, someone who was at the stage you were at when you bought Tiger, when you took over, that wants to grow to where you're at, what would you tell them?
Don't do it.
Don't do it. It's not worth the gray hairs and the headaches.
Yeah, yeah. It's so much gray hairs. I didn't have one. Sorry. I would say, you know, for someone starting out, it's tough because by now there's a lot of home inspectors out there.
Right.
There's a lot of competition out there, and competition is good, and every industry has competition. But it seems like in certain places, home inspection is a little saturated.
Right.
So you do have to do something to stand apart.
Yeah.
And it could be a number of different things. It could be a service that you offer. It could be the way that you market or what you're doing, whether it's, you know, are you out there doing office presentations or, you know, a lot of these different things. And, it is tough.
Yeah.
It's tough to differentiate yourself because I think the majority of home inspectors are doing a good job out
right
there. And so it is tough, but you start out slow. Got to get your name out there to a few people and a few offices, and once you get the phone ringing and you go out and do a few inspections, it'll start to snowball a little bit. And the one realtor that really loved you and you were great, she's going to, you know, tell her coworkers and say, hey, this guy did a really good job. And really that's, you know, we've been doing this, our company's been around since 2000. So mm-hmm. almost 19 years now. I've had it for almost 11, and it's just funny because we've been around so long and our name is out there that you never know where your referral is coming from.
Yeah.
We've had people call for an inspection to schedule and ask how they heard of us. And they'll say someone from their mortgage company, who's like out of Ohio, saw one of our reports on a deal that was, they were working on 2 years ago in our area. They remembered the name or something, and they gave their client our name. And, you know, I have no idea who that person is.
It's a memorable name. I'll get that. That's a cool piece.
Yeah. Yeah. I like the name. But it's just crazy. It's like we get referrals from places that people I've never heard of,
yeah,
or, you know, that sort of thing. And that to me feels good, knowing that the referrals aren't just coming from immediate clients or realtors, but it's beyond that now.
Yeah.
People who I've never met, who live out of state, but happen to see a report of ours for one reason or other, are referring people.
Yeah.
Like, I saw this inspection report, it was really great, and you're buying a home in that area, give them a call. So it's just a really cool feeling to not even know where all your referrals are coming from. They're just out there.
And to me, the first thing that goes into my mind is, that's a brand, you know, and you guys have built a brand. And I think that's the challenge the new guy faces and the mom and pops face, is this consolidation to these multis, having that brand recognition, because the new guys, they just don't have that yet. And it's much easier for an agent in my mind to say, oh yeah, Tiger, I know Tiger. I know they're great.
Well, absolutely. I mean, that's all part of it, but that just takes time too.
Yeah.
You got to put the time in getting your name out there and, you know, doing a good job and making sure you're doing quality work and writing a good report. And it'll happen if you're persistent with it.
Yeah.
It'll happen, and it's slow, but it's kind of like anything. It'll start out slow, but then before you know it, it'll kind of start to take off.
Yeah. Would you almost recommend new inspectors, just to have other options, be aware of the big multis in their area, just in case they do want to apply or get to know someone like you, because you guys are growing and hiring, and that might be a good avenue as opposed to doing everything on your own?
Yeah, you know, when you're starting out on your own, yeah, I think some guys have the mentality of, you know, I want to be my own boss and things like that. But that is tough.
You know, a lot goes into it.
It has its own challenges. And the multi-inspector thing is starting to become more and more popular.
Yeah.
We've actually had a multi-inspector company since the early 2000s. Which really was almost Not very common at all.
Before it was fashionable, you guys were doing.
Yeah, exactly. It was. So, you know, what can we say?
Yeah, yeah.
It's really becoming more and more popular now. And I think there's an advantage to that too for new guys.
Yeah.
Is you don't have to go out and start from scratch. If you can find a multi-inspector company that is looking for somebody, you know, A, you can learn from them. Mm-hmm. You've got a support group, people to ask questions about and get training from. And then people are going to feed you work too.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest things is that I think a lot of home inspectors, they want to be a home inspector. And they don't realize all that goes into it, the whole marketing aspect of it and the office side of it, you know, coming up with contracts and getting customers to sign contracts and collecting payments and kind of the off the scheduling. Scheduling can be challenging.
Brutal, right?
Yeah. So, you know, the guys who I think work for us and other multi-inspector companies, and that's kind of the appeal, I think, for a lot of them is that they can go and be a home inspector and not deal with a lot of the other stuff that you got to deal with.
There's definitely trade-offs, and there's certain guys that'll come to me and come to us, and it's like you might be more suited to go fold into a multi because then you can just do inspections.
Right.
The ones that really struggle with digital marketing, with agent presentation.
Well, you gotta be a jack of all trades when you run your own business. I don't care what industry you're in. Yeah. I mean, you've gotta know how to run a CRM program and keep track of your customers and market to them, and you know, just all sorts of different things. How, you know, who's gonna you know, handle, you know, issues as they come up, and you know, when you're doing it yourself, you got to do everything.
Yeah.
So there's an advantage to being part of a multi-inspector company for sure.
Yeah.
So it's definitely something to look at if you're just getting started.
Yeah, because that's, I think I see it happen on our platform where a guy will go out on his own and then a few months later we see him sign up under a multi.
Oh, really?
And so there is I am seeing a little bit more of that. Which makes sense.
Yeah, well, because guys realize, what did I get myself into?
Yeah, and where's the work going to come from?
I quit my job and I'm doing this and the phone's not ringing.
Right.
Or I'm getting one inspection a week and it's just not enough.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's you know, a trend going that direction. So it's an option for new guys.
Yeah. Looking at, going back to agents, what's something that you really appreciate that agents do when they're on site with you guys? Because I know I used to be an agent, so it's like I hovered for a while, and then I was like, oh, that's probably not the best thing to do, be on their hip, asking them the whole time. What are the good and bad that agents do, you know, for the agents that might be watching this?
Yeah, you know, some agents don't come to inspections at all. It's actually sort of against their company's policy or their own personal policy that you actually don't come to the inspection. They don't want to be involved. They don't want any liability, which is perfectly understandable. But then we have a lot of agents that do come.
Yeah.
Most of the agents, they don't hover. They want to hear what our findings are.
Yeah.
And you know, that way when they're reading the report, they can understand it more because they've seen it. But I think the agent that they just want the kind of the general wrap up, and they're not over your shoulder. And then sometimes if we're doing like a sort of a group wrap up with myself or an inspector and client and the realtor, we're all there. A lot of times I'll notice that myself and the realtor, we're almost on the same page when I'm explaining something that I might see that's wrong, but it's an easy fix.
Right.
It does need to be fixed, but it's nothing major or big deal. You know, the agent will back that up.
And, yeah.
You know, oh yeah, you know, I see that. The agent will say something like, you know, we see that at almost every house.
Yeah, Home Depot, so, $20. So
yeah, exactly. Or sometimes the realtor will almost chime in as if they're the inspector, which is good or bad, but then, you know, if they're saying something that I believe in, you know, I'll back them up as well. And so, you know, really when we get on the same page about the specific defects of a home, that works really well. Cause then it puts the client at ease, that, you know, I'm saying one thing and the realtor from their perspective is saying the same thing. And then other times you have a realtor, they want to know what's wrong with the home and what needs to be fixed. And, you know, but, you know, they don't get excited about things. And we try not to get, you know, real excited about things either.
Yep.
We kind of just tell it how it is and explain to them that they can get things fixed. But you know, I think an agent that just kind of knows their role within the home inspection part of it, is, you know, they're great agents to work with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to ask you about your vantage point and then we'll wrap up here in a few minutes. So you've seen the industry evolve over time. So like what, I'm curious what trends you've seen or what things have changed either from the buyer's perspective or the agent's perspective or with how you guys inspect homes. I know it's a huge question, but just how things have changed over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Even on the company, there's been lots of, you know,
Oh, we've, the company, our company now compared to when I first took it over in 08 is very different. Mm-hmm. The look and feel of the company. You know, inspecting the home is still relatively the same. Mm-hmm. Either there's a few new things like infrared cameras and some different things
you video
be doing. And, but I think the trend is, you know, technology is changing. And that's where you guys fall into place, mm-hmm. is making sure that, you know, we're on top of what the industry is doing. Whether it's, you know, technology in cameras or technology in software or technology in, like I was saying, with our internal group messaging app, just taking advantage of new things that are out there and not really being stuck in 2010,
yeah,
you know, and doing things the way we were doing them in 2010, you know.
Our industry is good at that at times, or there's a segment that's good at like, well, this is the way I've always done it. And I'm not going to change. And it's like, well, buyers are changing.
Well, exactly. Buyers are changing and they're younger. And you know, now there's a lot of these Facebook pages and resources. There's so many more resources for home inspectors now than there was when I started out.
I bet it's unreal how much you can find online.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how much stuff is out there and groups you can belong to and ask questions and have people from around the country give you answers. Yeah. And but I think that's where you guys fall in is I, you know, we've talked before and one of your motivations was, you know, you didn't like seeing what was out there in terms of software and how, you know, how much guys were spending, how many hours in the day guys were spending doing reports. And that's where you guys kind of started. Where can we build a better software program?
Yeah.
And I saw that right away when I met you guys. It was like, there's something different about these guys and there's something different about their software that I instantly gravitated towards. And in all honesty, I look back at the software we've been using and it's one of those like, wow, I wish we could have changed 5 years ago.
Right.
But there wasn't anything. There wasn't anything.
Our industry tends to be a step behind, I think sometimes. And, you know, some realtors would probably say the same thing with the tools they use. You know, mortgage is another one that I hear where sometimes it just takes longer to adapt and catch up.
Well, you have so many forms and legalities.
State-specific stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That it's hard to change.
Yeah.
But I think the home inspection industry is really coming around and stepping up its game and we're keeping up with, you know, the needs of our buyers, you know, and again, our buyers are younger. Everyone's used to being on their phones now and, you know, looking at, you know, now they can look at the report on a mobile friendly software, you know, versus, you know, a PDF So, you know, you guys are doing great work and really you're one of the things that we're excited about. It seems like every 2 or 3 years we bring in something new, whether it was infrared cameras or sewer scopes or, you know, a warranty program or whatever it is. And this year it was a software change.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just gives us new things to talk about with realtors. Huge. And you guys have the awesome realtor tools. You know, I give you props that I think you guys are the only software out there that actually give the agents tools to use. And the repair request builder is so cool. I give it to you guys. I love it. I love showing it to agents because I see the excitement on their faces.
Yeah.
I showed it to a realtor not too long ago who used us for a while, but also had some other inspectors she used. And I sat down with her in her office and I showed her the repair request builder. And she goes, she said, well, you guys were just, you know, one of our inspectors, but now you're my favorite inspector. Oh, you know, based on the software alone.
That's so great. Cool.
It's awesome.
And I love hearing that because I, as an agent, I felt that exact pain looking at a report. And I'm like, I need to create my inspection objection like quickly.
Right.
And I can't do it quickly. Right. And so it was born from that. So I love hearing that.
It's so cool. Now, I don't know if that replaces the inspection objection that, you know, by legal purposes, right, they have to use specific forms.
It's got to go with it.
In conjunction, yeah, with
a writer. Or
but
a
I just love it because if you don't know about it, what the repair request builder does is takes everything that we've written up as an issue, and the realtors can pick and choose which items they want to call out, and they can either put a dollar amount to that they're requesting, yeah, or
comment,
or a comment like have it repaired or replaced. But what I really like is what the agents are creating their own brand new unique web page, but it pulls over the photos and the video from the original, right, report and the comments. And so now when they send that over to the other side for negotiations, the other side's not just looking at words, but now they see my original, right, pictures, my original video, and now they can understand it and see it. And so now everybody's kind of on the same page in terms of negotiation and understanding what's the issue.
Yeah.
And so that's the coolest thing, is that it takes the stuff that's from my original report and puts it into this repair request list that becomes a unique web page for the realtors to use. But it's bringing over the aspects from my original inspection.
Love
so
it.
So I love it.
It's a negotiating tool, you know, and for agents, we're putting out education to say like, hey, this is something that's going to help you out, but we'll link to something right here, that tells you a little more about it.
Yeah.
Very cool. So where can agents, if there's home buyers, you know, if there's first timers watching, where can agents find you guys at, to get more information or to catch up with you?
Yeah. If you're buying a home or you work in Colorado, you can go to our website. It's tiger-home-inspections.com.
Nice.
And on there you can request an inspection or you can call us or you can learn about us. I've got all the team members on there, and you can, nice, you can see everybody.
Social media, Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook page. Yeah, Tiger Home Inspections on Facebook.
We'll link to everything in the description so people can find you. Anything else that you wish I would have asked you, or anything else you see in the industry that you kind of want to get out there?
No, you know, like we talked about, the home inspection industry is kind of constantly evolving and changing. Mm-hmm. And I think you, as a company, you've got to do that. And you guys are really a great big piece of that puzzle of giving us that technology that other softwares just don't have. And it's been a game changer for us, actually.
That's awesome.
And I can't say enough about it. So
we appreciate it.
I'm glad we stumbled across you guys.
Yeah.
And we both just happened to be here in Colorado, and which is good for me. Like I said, I've been to this office 4 times, and I love coming here and seeing everybody, and it's just really cool. Their chat support help is amazing.
We're always on it.
They're always on it. You know, you guys are like me. It's like, you know, I'm looking at emails and whatnot. It doesn't matter what time of day it is. And, you know, they answer the chat right away, and the other people in the office are great, and you've got a good team here.
So we appreciate it. We should do a realtor event here for you guys. If you ever want to like rent out the space, they do custom events like that. So,
oh yeah.
Let me talk about a cool, like a agent event for Tiger here.
Yeah. Yeah. We could do something like that.
We'll do it.
That sounds good. Yeah.
All right. Thanks so much, man. We appreciate you coming on. All right.